She looks up. You think it's worth a lot of money? Big N looks at her with absolute seriousness. I don't count things in money, I count them in excellence. And somehow she believes him, though it's no comfort. Hubertus, what are you getting at? I'm contracted with Blue Ant to evaluate a logo design, not to discuss the footage. We're being social, and that's an order. No, we're not. I'm not sure that you ever are. Big N smiles, then, a smile she hasn't seen before, less teeth and perhaps more genuine. It is a smile she suspects is meant to indicate that she has made it across at least the first mode of his persona, has become, to some extent, an insider. That she knows a realer Big End, lateral-thinking imp of the perverse, 30-something boy genius, seeker after truth, or at least functionality, in the markets of this young century. This is the Big End that invariably emerges in the articles, no doubt after he's gotten to the journalist with this smile and his other tools. I want you to find him. Him. The Maker. Her? Them? The Maker. Whatever you need will be put at your disposal. You will not be working for Blue Ant. We will be partners. Why? Because I want to know. Don't you? Yes. Have you considered that if we find him, we might interrupt the process? We don't have to tell her she's been found, do we? She starts to speak, then realizes she has no idea what she's about to say. Do you imagine that no one else is looking? Far more creativity today goes into the marketing of products than into the products themselves, athletic shoes or feature films. That is why I founded Blue Ant, that one simple recognition. In that regard alone, the footage is a work of a proven genius. Big N drives her back to Camden Town, or rather, in that direction, because at some point she realizes he's gone past Parkway and is switchbacking up the streets of what she recognizes as Primrose Hill, the closest thing London has to a mountain. Blue Plaque territory, although the only name she remembers from walking here with Damien is Sylvia Plath's, a more upscale area than Camden. She'd had friends who'd lived here once and had sold their attic flat for enough to buy an arts and crafts in Santa Monica, a few blocks from Frank Gehry.